Ooh, yeah, a brand new episode of Rebel Radio Podcast with a brand new mic.
Yo, 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 it's the Rebel Radio Show. We got a brand new mic and we're here for the flow. Yippee-yo, it's a brand new show.
Brand new show.
What are we doing trying to rap?
I wasn't trying to rap, you were, and it was your idea.
Well, you gotta think of crazy ideas for the show. That's usually what we have Electric Monkey for. But, by the way, where is Matt at tonight?
Probably all spanking it.
Probably so. This is the Rebel Radio Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Rebel Radio. This is your host, Mark.
This is Frank T. Biscuit.
And no Electric Monkey in the house tonight. We don't know where he is. Maybe his wife captured him again. We're not really sure. Or he's like Frank said in the opening segment, he's spanking the monkey, which is more than likely, right, Frank?
Yep.
And, we're here. We've got some new equipment and new mic, so hopefully we sound a little better and little more professional. Yeah, right, Frank.
That's not professional. I don't think so.
And so we're going to talk about our idea today was we realized we had 13 episodes in. This is the 14th episode, and we never really formally introduced ourselves. And so we're going to do that. We're going to start by introducing Matt, the Electric Monkey, even though he's not here. We're going to talk about him for him. Basically, how would you describe Matt, Frank?
Very energetic. Is that a word?
Energetic. He's all over the place. That's why he's the Electric Monkey, and his geek level, his credentials for the show are right up there with the best of us.
Actually, his is more than mine. I would say he's more of a geek than I am. Even
he enjoys a little cosplay and dressing up and probably in the bedroom too. Who knows?
And, I think that's what half of his outfits are for.
Yeah, I mean, it's open game. He's not here, so he's getting messed with. When he listens to this, he's probably going to come back in the next episode and want a piece of getting back at us, but we're not going to let him have it. And yeah. He's a big Star Wars fan, as we all are. He likes the Ninja Turtles, and he sees all the Marvel movies. He's a big Marvel fan. He loves Captain America and the Winter Soldier, and and if I had to describe Matt in one word, you said energetic, I would say probably the ultimate dork in some ways.
Yeah. You know. But wait, isn't that like two words?
Yeah, possibly.
Ultimate and dork.
And we know Matt through work, and we brought him on to Rebel Radio when it was an internet radio show. And he brought some energy to the show, and now we've invited him on for the podcast. So we're not going to talk about Matt too much since the podcast isn't here.
Yeah, he could have talked about himself if he was here.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to talking about me and Frank. Of course, me and Frank have known each other for, I don't know, 15 years now, and we are good friends. And we started getting along through our love of music and geekdom, and we did Rebel Radio as an internet radio show back in 05 or so, 06, I can't remember exactly. And wow, it's coming up on 10 years. And we did it through a internet radio station that was broadcasting through Star Wars Galaxies. And I did about half the episodes myself, and then I brought Frank in, and we did some stuff, and we brought Matt, and that's how Rebel Radio got started. And Frank, what is some of the things that you geek out on as you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Oh, definitely. I like anime. I mean, I'm not like all over the place with anime like other people I know, but I do like enjoying anime, you know, turn on Netflix and see what they got available and kind of just sit there and watch episode after episode. Of course, you know, Doctor Who fan, Walking Dead fan, stuff like that. And of course, enjoying my Marvel movies and DC movies.
Not to break from your introduction, but you know, if you guys follow, of course, our home's website, TrustMeMyJedi.com, Scarlett Johansson is going to be the star in the Ghost in the Shell live action film. Talking about anime, and I think Scarlett, why not?
I mean, she probably get the job done pretty good.
And Ghost in the Shell is one of those classic animes. I think Akira was the movie that originally got me into anime back in the day.
Yeah, I can see that.
You're also a big Warhammer fan, which I don't get, but you're into what you're into.
Well, I'm into Warhammer 40K. Now, there is Warhammer, but that's...
Excuse me, Mr. Warhammer expert.
Okay, one's fantasy and one's... Okay, they're both fantasy. One's futuristic, one takes more place without the futuristic. So it's
basically
stuff.
A bunch of Mountain Dew drinking Dungeons and Dragon dorks playing little models.
No. We paint and build our models, and then we go to war with them against other players who paint and build.
So you war each other's hammers? Yeah.
No.
Hey man, whatever y'all do over
there. Hey, you know, I could just go to a comic book store and nerd out there.
Well, people would, do their thing.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all got
growing up. What are some of the movies that got you into geekdom? I mean, Star Wars, of course. We're all Star Wars fans.
Aliens, RoboCop. But, I'm going to get a lot of people, but right there, borderline with the Star Wars trilogies, I'm a Back to the Future geek. I love those movies.
We're in the year that Back to the Future 2 took place in.
Of course, because I've seen it all over Facebook. We should be flying on skateboards.
Yeah, why are we not doing the show in hovering chairs?
Yeah, right? No, or at least sitting on our boards.
In my sneakers, I still have to tie myself. That's messed up.
Yeah, right? But yeah, I mean, and then like the Indiana Jones, those are the kind of movies that, you're going to run into like 50,000 commercials, even though you have it on Blu-ray or 40 DVDs. That you have, so yet you're still going to sit there and watch them when they come on regular TV. Whether it's at the very beginning or almost over with, you're going to watch it,
True. And, you and me are only a couple years apart, so we kind of grew up in the same era. Obviously, Star Wars is the biggest one for me. I mean, my website that we all work on, TrustMyJedi.com, takes its name from Star Wars. Rebel Radio takes its name from Star Wars. And I'm going to come back to Star Wars in just a moment and talk about some things going on the website. And I'm a big... I actually, believe it or not, this is something I talked about on the show we did with Long with the Godzilla interview. And about the stop-motion movies I grew up watching. I remember my dad showing me the old Sinbad films and the Clash of Titans, the Ray Harryhausen stuff. That was actually a big influence on me. Some people don't know about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the Clash of the Titans movie.
I wasn't as much of a big Star Trek fan when I was younger, but it was mostly Star Wars, the old stop motion, Transformers, of course, a lot of animation. And anyone that knows me knows I geek out. I've been collecting comics since I was a kid. I love music. And I'm not as big into anime as you, but I do watch the big ones, some of the big films. I mentioned Akira and Ghost in the Shell and some of those. And
actually, we went and saw Spirited Away with each other.
Yeah, we did see Spirited Away in theaters. I mean, in my adult life, most of the geeked out movies I've seen with you until the last few years when, I have family. But, things change. We still
understandable.
We still geek out on things together. And but yeah, so that's kind of introducing me and Frank, and we introduced Matt for him, even though the punk's not here because he's at home spanking it. And yes, that's going to probably be a recurring joke, and Matt's just going to have to deal with it when he listens to this episode.
Yeah, it's definitely a joke, all right. That's his wife.
That's what we do at Rebel Radio. I'm going to come back around and talk about TrustMeWithJedi.com, which is, of course, our home site for the Rebel Radio podcast. And we just brought in the Warp Cave, which is Long, our friend of the show, Long. It's his show. It's his own show, but we brought him in to Trust Me a Jedi to promote his show for him. We have a page for him on the website. So check his show out. And a little plug for Long Tran, a good friend of ours, the evil Dr. Tran, as he likes to be called on his site. So I was talking about Star Wars' big influence on me, and we just introduced a little game on TrustMeOnMyJedi.com. Featuring trading cards in the style of the old Star Wars cards, featuring the first three feature podcasters. And we're going to make a contest out of this where if you go to our different areas and collect the cards and save them in a file because those are going to come handy later for this contest. And the details should be out soon, hopefully in the next few weeks, the details of the contest. We're going to release 3-4 cards every week or two. I'm not sure. That have to do with Rebel Radio in the show. And we're going to put these cards on Twitter. So make sure you're following us at TMIJ. That's our Twitter. Our Tumblr. Our Pinterest account. Our Google+. these various things. We'll have the cards. We also have one exclusive one we put on Facebook, and we'll have more on Facebook. And all we want you to do is go and save them in a file. And so you want, because you're going to have to collect all of them to enter the contest. And we hope people get behind us. Maybe it's a total bust, but we're having fun with it. And the cards kind of have a grain on them. That's on purpose, to make them look like a 1970s style Star Wars card. So that's something going on at TrustingThemAJedi.com. And we can't stress enough, if you're not following us on all forms of social media, go to the website and follow us on Facebook, our Twitter accounts. My personal Twitter is at IGatherSpeed. Frank's is at FrankTBiscuit. Follow us on Twitter. Follow the site, Google Plus, all that. Instagram. I've been updating the Instagram a lot more for Trust Me I'm a Jedi. And so you don't miss anything that we've got going on here at Rebel Radio and TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. So enough about us.
What else we got left to talk about? I was kind
of there's been
fun.
A couple of new Marvel trailers.
Yes, there has.
Ant-Man, of course, debuted during Agent Carter, which I wish I could geek out a little bit more on Agent Carter, but I've only watched the first premiere.
Actually, it's pretty good.
I'm a little behind on it. They've only aired one more episode because this week they didn't air last night because the president spoke. So I'm not that far behind, but I've enjoyed it, the first premiere, and they showed the Ant-Man trailer during the first week, and everyone was kind of wondering what Ant-Man was going to look like. You know, Paul Rudd is mostly known for comedies, and the trailer was a little darker than expected, but they tried to add some comedy in it. It was kind of, I don't know, I felt awkward watching the trailer. I didn't know what to make. I wasn't excited about it like it was all the other Marvel movies. I was like, okay. That's kind of how I felt about the Ant-Man trailer.
But let's be honest, it's not a character that I think like a whole lot of like people are familiar with, unless you are a super nerd.
He was an original Avenger, and I kind of wonder why they didn't introduce him in an Avengers film, you know?
Well, because they've already done that with two characters with, you know, in the Avengers movies.
And I don't know. I mean, but you know, last summer we talked a little bit about this on the last episode. You know, I wasn't super excited for Guardians when I first saw the trailer. I thought it was kind of awkward with the music in the trailer. I was like, what? I didn't know what to make of it. And, of course, we all loved it. So maybe Ant-Man will surprise us. You know, it's possible. It's got the great Michael Douglas in it. You know, it's good to see him acting again after some of his health scares.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll see what happens in July when the film comes out. And, of course, the other big Marvel trailer was Avengers Age of Ultron.
Well, of course.
Everyone's super excited for this.
Which might be a good thing that we don't have Matt here, because he would just ramble on about, you
Chris
know
Evans
who,
junk.
Yes, for like, you know, 30 minutes.
You know, I'm excited for it. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little more excited that we're going to have a new Star Wars trailer the same week that Avengers comes out.
Of course.
But Age of Ultron, it'll look cool. It'll be cool. I'm looking forward to honestly seeing Iron Man and the Hulk go at it. I mean, Ultron, yeah, he's cool, but man, you can't be a fanboy and not get a little excited about the Hulk Buster armor and fighting the Hulk. I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty freaking cool.
Well, of course, because you want to see two Titan-sized characters like you liked to see when you saw, you know, Thor and the Hulk to go at it would be awesome. I mean, that's what geeks live for. You want to see your big heroes, like, whip the crap out of each other.
Yeah. There's been a lot of rumors this week that we might see the Gray Hulk based on toy concepts that are out, and I don't read too much into that because sometimes these companies, they'll make toys just to sell more toys to the kids, you know, but it's possible.
Well, come on, does, you know, the Hulk actually need Iron Man armor?
Right, you know, and so, you know, Avengers Age of Ultron was the other big trailer, and we talked a little bit in the last episode about the 2015 movies we're looking forward to, and those are two of the big ones. I think in the coming weeks we'll get another Mad Max trailer. We'll probably get start getting some summer movie trailers here.
Yeah, well, actually, after seeing the last Mad Max trailer, I am a lot more hyped, you know, about seeing, you know, because, you know, I wasn't, you know, Mel Gibson. That's my character for that series. So when they talked about redoing it, I'm like, no. But then I saw the trailer, and it looks really good.
Speaking of, did you see Tom Hardy backed out of Suicide Squad? Rumor was that, you know, he was going to play Rick Flagg, and rumor was that it's a small part, and Tom Hardy's kind of known as a kind of a bad boy in Hollywood in some ways, and apparently he wasn't happy that he had a smaller part than some of the other actors, and he backed out.
You know,
So now they're looking to replace him. They were talking Jake Gyllenhaal, but he's not going to do it, and I'm, you know, we kind of switched gears there, went from Marvel to DC, but I'm wondering, you know, this planned DC universe, I want him to be good. I mean, we're super excited for Batman vs. Superman. I think.
Well, I don't think just you want it to be good and fans that want it to be good, but so does Warner Brothers.
There's not a geek in the world that's not excited for Batman vs. Superman. And I'm not worried about Batman vs. Superman. My cousin Travis, if he was here, he would tell you he's worried because he thinks that it could be a bad idea. I think Zack Snyder's made enough good movies, I'm not worried about that. But I'm wondering about the other DC movies trying to rush them. They're trying to get Suicide Squad into theaters next summer. They've barely finished the script. They just cast it. They haven't started filming. And you start to wonder, all of a sudden, a big guy like Tom Hardy's backing out. Jake Gyllenhaal backed out. Are there issues there with the script? You know?
Yeah, I could see that. And, you know, or maybe they just kept putting off exactly how that when and where and how much they were going to put into it. To where these guys were like, well, if you're not going to give us a defined answer, then we're going to move on to maybe other projects that we got guarantees on.
You know, and so, you know, we'll see. Hopefully the DC Universe, movie universe comes out swell. I use the word swell.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's called Batman versus Superman or whatever, I mean, flip-flop, whatever. But, yeah. I mean, how much fighting are they really going to do? I mean, it just might be a title.
Right. Well, according to the fight choreographer, they go at it at least one time. Speaking of fight choreography.
Okay, here's how it's settled. Batman throws a punch at Superman. Superman laughs at him, pushes him with one finger across half the city.
Frank, let Zack Snyder handle writing the film.
Let's be honest. That's like me going up to the Hulk and going, hey, Hulk, you want to do it? You know, go at it. And the Hulk's like, yeah, Hulk and, smash.
You know? I want to we're going to move on a little bit before we go into the next segment of the show. We're going to be talking our favorite guilty pleasure films here in a little bit, so that'll be cool. But speaking of fight choreographer, did you see the rumors in the last couple of weeks that the stars of The Raid are going to be in The Force Awakens?
No, I did not.
There's no confirmation whether they're... And this came from the guy who produced The Raid film, so there's doesn't seem to a reason that he would lie, and he does know J.J. Abrams. But it's the guy who played Rama, the rookie cop. It's the guy who played Mad Dog, the crazy guy with the long hair.
Wait, these guys are going to be in it?
There's some rumors they're in it. There's some rumors there's choreography in it. But
either which way, it's going to be badass. It could make
Force Awakens pretty awesome. And that's a cool rumor. And we haven't gotten exact confirmation, but we've had no denial either. So that tells you that it's probably true.
Yeah, people, go out and watch it. Get these movies and watch them, and you'll see what we're talking about.
I would think that if those guys showed up on set and Star Wars, they're going to be in it too in some way, at least in a cameo.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a cool rumor. So that's some stuff going on at in the movie world, and we hope we didn't bore you with introducing our geek selves to you. But, you know, we've gained some new listeners at TrustmanJedi.com and Rebel Radio. We realized we hadn't introduced ourselves, and it's probably better that we didn't have Matt here to talk, because he would have introduced himself, and it probably might have not made a lot of sense, and he probably would have gone off again about a certain Captain America's junk.
Yeah, with Crane.
We shall move on, and we are going to be talking about some of our favorite guilty pleasure movies of all time. And I also have my little son, Michael, wanted to come on the podcast. So keep listening for a cute 3-minute interview where he talks about his favorite comic movies coming up on the Rebel Radio podcast.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rebel Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Man, you know, so we're like 20 minutes into the show after the main segment, and we still haven't even heard from Matt.
Not one word.
Dude, I mean, should we be worried about the Electric Monkey? I mean, chances are it's either, like you said, he's spanking it, or Jackie's got him tied up somewhere.
Yeah, either which way, he's going to wind up spanking it for the night.
Yeah, because, you know, she's just going to tie him up and leave him hanging anyway. I mean, you know, we could text him on air, but I don't know if he'd answer, you know, but... Dude, you know what? I think I saw Not Another Teen Movie on the television tonight.
No, brother.
He's watching Chris Evans' junk.
Yep.
Electric Monkey, wherever you are.
You know, if he introduced himself, it would probably be something like this. Hi, this is Matt, the Electric Monkey. I like talking about Chris Evans' junk. I like drawing Chris Evans' junk. And if I could, I'd put whipped cream on Chris Evans' junk.
That voice might be as frightening as Matt liking Chris Evans' junk. So, you know, Frank, sometimes you're sitting around on a Saturday afternoon or a day off, and you want to watch a film, right?
Yeah.
You do it pretty often, and you went through Redbox, there's nothing on Netflix, but then you've got your DVD collection, your Blu-ray collection out in front of you, right? And, you know, you'll have your Best Picture winners, and you'll have your Star Wars, and your Indiana Jones, and your James Bond films or whatever, but then you've got those movies in there that may have been completely trashed at the box office by critics, by your friends even, but you liked them. They're guilty pleasure films. We all have them. And we don't always like to admit it. You know, someone might not like to admit that they've got a copy of Flash Gordon in their collection, because I don't know, Flash Gordon, I guess that was a bad example, because it's kind of become universally acceptable as a campy, cool movie now. But, like, I know you very well, Frank, like, the Breaking movies.
I love them.
Most people think they suck, but they're guilty pleasure for you. That's a perfect example. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite guilty pleasure films of all time. And I'll start this one. And a big one for me is, I know Nicolas Cage gets a lot of flack for his hair and his accent, but I love Con Air.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, anytime it's on, I'll stop and watch it. It's definitely a guilty pleasure because it's so horribly absurd and off the wall and bad. But it's fun. You know, put the bunny down, you know? It's just a great thing. That's what I'll start with. What's one for you?
Well, I'm just going to add a lie. Come on, let's be honest. Whenever we ride together, when I'm riding with my wife, I still scream, hold on to your butts.
Which is from Con Air.
Exactly. Now, I mean, me, I like, you know, of course, the movies that you said, the Breaking
One and what is the sequel called?
Oh, Breaking Two, The Electric Boogaloo, which, you know, somebody who's not here adopted their name from.
Which, because he's at home spanking it.
Yes, of course. You know, I have one movie I like. What's it? Death Race. The original Death Race.
Was it Stallone in that?
Yes. A very young Stallone. He played, I think his character was Billy Gunn, which then led into the Rocky movies, because he used that character's name in, was it Rocky V? I think it was. The young guy that, you know, he tried to take under his wing.
He called him Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, Tommy Gunn. Maybe it was Tommy Gunn, yeah. That the character was, you know.
And then they made that horrible remake with Jason Statham.
And then a couple of sequels from that.
Not that the original was that great, but it is a guilty pleasure movie.
But apparently they also made another sequel to Death Race, but it had involved motorcycles.
Was Death Race 2000 or something like that?
No, that was the
first one. Oh, that was the original's title?
Yeah. So, you know, I haven't seen the one with the motorcycles. I thought I saw it on Netflix, but I haven't seen it, but I'm rambling on. But also, like, a movie called The Wraith.
Charlie Sheen.
Yes, I actually have that one. It's very hard to find, you know.
Well, it's funny, because in the late 70s and early 80s, there were a lot of really what were considered bad sci-fi movies made at the time, because they were all trying to cash in on the success of Star Wars and Planet of the Apes and Star Trek and even Superman. And so you got a lot of movies like that that were made with low budgets, actors that weren't real well known yet, but they now, 20, 30 years later, they've come to find audiences.
Right. But also, recently I picked up The Legend of Billie Jean. Some might consider it a chick flick because it's a...
Yeah, I was with you that day you bought it, even though what it was.
Well, like, it's basically about a girl who's, you know, getting tired because she's a teenager, getting taken advantage by adults. And
Frank watches chick flicks, people. That's basically what he's saying.
She's had enough. Her brother got pushed around, shoved around, and...
Do you eat little chocolates and cut your nails while you're watching it?
No. But there's, like, literally one movie that I probably at least watch twice a year, maybe three times a year, but you can't get it on DVD, and that is, of course, my holy grail of DVDs if it ever comes out, which is Rad. You know, BMX bike movie.
Yeah.
I was me and my best friend.
I don't understand why it doesn't exist.
I don't either. You know, I heard from somebody, you know, sitting across from me that the Dirt Bike Kid was supposed to come out on DVD.
It is. It's an Amazon exclusive.
Well, see, I got to get that one, because what's funny is on my VHS tape, which I don't get to watch too much because of not wanting to ruin it any more than it's already, you know, degraded, being a VHS tape as old as it is. It's actually, the Dirt Bike Kid's actually a trailer at the beginning of that. So I'm like, if you can find the Dirt Bike Kid, why can't you find Rad?
Yeah, that's one I don't know. Well, and there's movies out there like that aren't even on Blu-ray yet, like Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Yes, that's, you know, you keep ding-donging me for my DVD copy.
And, Transformers animated movie, which I think is considered a guilty pleasure in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
And
who doesn't want to dare to be stupid?
It's available on Blu-ray in the UK, but not in America. Explain that one to me.
I don't know.
Another good one is we mentioned Flash Gordon. That Flash Gordon might be the king of guilty pleasure movies. You know, because it's...
Flash.
It's a camp... Yeah, exactly. And it's a camp classic. And that might be, like, the number one guilty pleasure among geekdom, I would think, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think of some other ones off the top of my head. By the way, listeners, we're recording this fairly late at night, so our brains are working, and we're trying to get things going.
And I'm going on 22 hours, so...
You know, some of the old Bond films are very much guilty pleasures. Not the early ones with Sean Connery, but whenever the series got campy, like I love The Spy Who Loved Me, it had Jaws in it, and he bites the thing and with his teeth, and it's absolutely ridiculous. But it's one of my favorite Bond films because Bond got really campy there in the 70s, and that's a big one for me.
Nothing was more campy than the 18-wheeler popping a willy in one of those movies.
The Phantom with Billy Zane. That's kind of become a guilty pleasure of mine over the years. I still enjoy that movie. And I'm trying to think. The Rocketeer is a pretty solid movie. I don't know if that's so much a guilty pleasure.
I enjoy The Rocketeer.
Yeah. You know, those are some films that I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, people still cosplay as that character.
True. So that's why I'm saying
cosplay characters, but, you know.
Yeah, they put a spin on it.
The ladies put a spin on it, which is very nice.
And, you know, one that has come up in conversations with people recent memories, the third Alien film. Okay, the third Alien film really got looked at as not so good over the years. And now that David Fincher has gotten known for his work on Fight Club and recently Gone Girl and all that, people have gone back to Alien 3 and they're starting to appreciate it more. And it's becoming a very big guilty pleasure movie. I've talked to several people that are like, hey, you know, Alien 3 is not that bad. And everyone complains about the ending the most. And I think they're right about that. Where Ripley decides to kill herself and all that because she gets the alien in her. And I think they're right. The movie works so well until the last 15, 20 minutes of the film. You know? And that's a good one that I think has become a guilty pleasure over the last several years.
Well, I'll bring up one more guilty pleasure for me. The TV series movies, well, they were made for TV of the RoboCops. They're horrible, but I still enjoy watching them.
Yeah, but they're pretty bad.
No, they are bad. But sometimes, okay, I like watching Howard the Duck. I have that on DVD, too.
But that's really bad.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes they're just
we're getting from guilty pleasure into movies that you can just wipe your butt with.
But it's a guilty pleasure because I enjoy watching them.
You know, and getting out of the sci-fi genre, there's a lot of Westerns for me that are really good guilty pleasures. Like, the old spaghetti Westerns that Eastwood did. I mean, of course, they're also considered classics. They're mainstream, but to me, they're guilty pleasures because they're movies I can sit down and watch anytime they're on. When you came over earlier today, The Good and the Bad and the Ugly was on, you know? And that's another one for me.
Well, I might get some slack for this, but I like musicals.
And don't ruin it. You already ruined it with RoboCop, the show.
Well, no, I like musicals. I like, you know, White Christmas, and one of my top five favorite movies is Singing in the Rain.
So basically, people, Frank has now admitted today on the Rebel Radio episode 14 that he watches chick flicks, musicals, eats chocolates, bites his nails, and cries like a little girl.
And plays Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, so basically, I don't even know why we even have him on the show. And another...
I know, because right now... Because a certain somebody's at home spanking it, you would be here by yourself doing the show.
Probably. Oh, you know, the most recent guilty pleasure movie, because guilty pleasure movies sometimes have to be at least a few years old. But man, you know, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. That has been like one that I can, if it's on or I put it in,
yeah,
like, wow, this is awesome. It's kind of, it's teenagery dorky, but not so much that older people can't watch it. You know?
Yeah.
That's a really good one. And getting out of the genre, The Last of the Mohicans is one of my all-time favorite movies. That's kind of a guilty pleasure. I'll stop and watch it anytime it's on TV.
Now, I've talked to a few people. They still love the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
But you know what?
Just because it was so cheesy.
Don't get me started on Joss Whedon fans, okay? Because they only like it because they like Whedon.
No, it ain't that.
The movie's just terrible.
It's because it's terrible.
But I guarantee those people that like it are Joss Whedon fans. Oh, I love Firefly and Buffy and all that, so I love his movie. Because they don't want to admit how bad the movie is.
No, they admit to how bad it is. That's why they love it. That's why I love some of the stuff I love, is because it's so bad you're just like laughing but enjoying it at the same time. I mean, I think that's what a guilty pleasure is. It's not like something that's like, oh, this is going to win an Academy Award or a Golden Globe. It's so bad that it's going to win a toilet bowl award, you know?
Yeah, but the guilty pleasure can be a decent film too. That
we should have our own called the Golden Scrubber. But,
a guilty pleasure film can be a film that made a lot of money at the box office. So critics may have just not liked it. It doesn't mean it had to be.
I don't care what critics say.
It doesn't mean it had to be a completely toilet bowl film. You know, it can be a film that was well received by audiences, and it becomes a guilty pleasure in your collection because, like, you might have saw it when you were 18, 19 years old, and like, oh, this is cool. And then when you get closer to your 40s, like us, well, you're already at 40.
We gotta bring that crap
and
up.
And your friends come over and like, dude, you're watching. This came out when we were 19. I'm like, yeah, I like it. You know, that's a good example of what a guilty pleasure is, too. Because it was cool when you were 19, but it's not supposed to be cool when you're 40 to watch it, but yet you still do. You
know? Yeah.
And that's part of it. And you know a movie, too, that I think that we were talking about, the DC Cinematic Universe coming to theaters, and they're rebooting Green Lantern. But I have a feeling that Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern is going to become a guilty pleasure over the years. Because the movie, it's not great. It's not terrible. It's kind of in the middle of the road. And maybe there might be listeners out there that are cringing like, oh man, Green Lantern was terrible. There were things I liked about Green Lantern. We all know now that Martin Campbell, the director, came out and said the studio didn't give him more time on the film. The script wasn't what they wanted it. And I'm going to go on record right now, January 21st, 2015, that 10 years from now, Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern is a guilty pleasure movie, even if the Green Lantern movie that's coming out in 2019 or whatever it is better.
Well, you know, I think another movie that would fall in that same one is another DC movie. It was Superman Returns. I mean,
there's things I like about that movie.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. There's things about that movie that you like, but they both suffered from the same thing, a lack of a strong villain for the superhero to interact with. You want to see your superhero fight a supervillain, and when you don't get that, you're left very, very disappointed.
Well, and that's what Martin Campbell has said about Green Lantern. The whole parallax thing was supposed to take longer. It was supposed to be like, oh my God, the Earth has to get ready for this. This thing is coming. And then all of a sudden, in the last 30 minutes of the movie, they rush it. He's at Earth. Hal Jordan has to fight it. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, there was supposed to be a lot more with Sinestro turning bad. But that's neither here nor there. That's a whole other show we could do on movies that didn't turn out the way they wanted. Like,
Fantastic Four.
Or Will Smith was supposed to play Neo, you know. And Tom Cruise might have been Iron Man at one point. But that's a whole other thing. And
he would have needed a bigger costume.
But yeah, I would agree with you that with Green Lantern and the one you just mentioned.
Fantastic Four?
Superman
Returns?
Superman Returns. There's things I like the John Williams score, the opening scene. Brandon Routh did a fine job in the role. The airplane scene is fantastic. But again, it's the last 30, 40 minutes of the movie with the ridiculous turning Earth into Krypton idea. Lex Luthor almost kills Superman. Anyway, but yeah. So, I mean, we could talk guilty pleasure movies the whole for an hour if we wanted. Because there's so many out there that people it's funny, 300, okay? Me and my cousin were talking about this the other day. 300 started me to become that. Huge box office hit, right? People went to see it because it was Zack Snyder. It was new special effects. But now, 10 years later, people don't want to admit they liked it. They're starting to say, oh, it didn't have a lot of characterization. Oh, it's kind of dumb. But it's still cool, too.
You know, this is up to you, but I almost would love to hear from our listeners at least their top five guilty pleasures, to get other people's perspectives.
Listeners are always welcome to send us comments. Again, we mentioned earlier the Twitter, the Facebook, all the social medias. Our email is trustmewithjedi2009@gmail.com. They're always welcome to send us stuff.
They'll probably throw out movies that I have totally forgotten about.
You know, and leave reviews on iTunes for us, people. You can listen to the show on iTunes. No one has left us a review yet. Can we just get one? Even if it's a one-star review and you say you're a bunch of idiots and y'all suck, which we hope we don't. We would,
yeah, give us some feedback, whether it's positive or negative.
We'll videotape Frank doing the truffle shuffle if we have to. Just so to get. So anyway, we've got a little bit more coming up on Rebel Radio, including the little interview with my son Michael in just a second. Oh my God, Frank, stop doing the truffle shuffle in the studio. No!
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from The Same, and you're listening to
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
Radio, and he's sitting here with his six-year-old son, Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, it's glad to be back on the podcast today.
So, Michael, what is your favorite superhero of all time?
I was thinking about the X-Men of Future Past.
Well, that's a mere movie. What's your favorite hero?
It's kind of like Wolverine in the movie. Yeah.
I thought Batman was your favorite hero.
I know both of them are my favorite hero, but
what's your favorite Batman movie?
I think it's the Superman and Batman, where actually I think it's Batman Beyond. Yeah, that one, the movie that we got.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where Batman fights the Joker. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, what do you think about that Flash TV show?
It looks good. Where he turns into Flash, he runs super fast, and that's cool. But and the electric guy in there, but then
when you're old enough to read comics, what's the first comic book you want to read?
I was thinking about one of the Flash books.
That's a good choice.
One of the Batman books and Superman and
Superman. What do you think about the old school Superman movies?
They're pretty awesome. Where he uses, sometimes he uses his heat vision and he flies. It's really cool.
But you like Man of Steel too, right?
Yeah, where he just fights on. It's so cool.
Okay, so you talk about DC heroes with Batman, The Flash, and Superman. What about Marvel? Who's your favorite Marvel hero?
Wolverine, Cyclops, Storm, all of the Marvel heroes.
What about Captain America and Iron Man and the Avengers?
And the Hulk. Black
Widow. What do you like about the Hulk?
He smashes and
give the listeners out there your best Hulk smash growl.
I've got to turn into the Hulk. Hulk smash!
All right, that's pretty good. Now, yeah. Wolverine has a famous saying, too. What's the Wolverine saying that he always says?
He says, "Hey, bub." Yeah, it's really cool in the future past, and I'm waiting for the Avengers Agent of Ultron. It's going to be pretty good where they fight the Ultron. I thought Wolverine was going to be in it, but no.
Wolverine's in the X-Men, not in the Avengers.
I know, but I thought he was going to be in the Avengers because I wanted him to, because sometimes he's in the Avengers movies.
All right, well, other than Batman, Captain America, Wolverine, those are like your favorites, yeah. Okay?
What about
cartoons? Yeah. Hulk and the Agents of Smash is pretty cool.
Yeah, and
Batman Brave and the Bold, you watched that a lot on Netflix.
Yeah, and Teen Titans Go. I want to talk about Teen Titans Go.
Okay, what do you like about Teen Titans Go?
Because it has Robin, and the episode where Robin goes to the Batcave, that's pretty cool, because I never seen the cartoon Teen Titans Go Batcave before, and it's pretty good, and I Cyborg and Beast Boy. Those are my three favorite. Robin, Cyborg, and Beast Boy. And it's in, it has Superboy in it, and mm-hmm. Robin, and Batman. What is it called?
Young Justice.
Young Justice.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, because where it has Robin, Batman, Superman, Superboy, and it has all the kinds of characters.
All right, let me tell you something. This summer, you and me, buddy, remember what did we go see in the 3D preview at the theaters for the little short preview?
the Guardians.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah, it was just like where they just like Star Wars and
that was one of your favorite movies last year, huh?
Yeah. And we bought it, and it's so awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
And we're going to go see many more combo movies in the future, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. We thank you for joining the listeners. And say thank you for listening to Rebel Radio Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. And then that will do the real podcast with Frank, me, and you.
All right.
All of us will do it.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Rebel Radio, talking about the latest movie news, introducing ourselves a little more formally, Guilty Pleasure Films, the really awesome interview with my son Michael. We hope you enjoyed that. And we got a few things we want to talk about before we go. First off, please, again, I can't reiterate, go to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com and follow us on all forms of social media. The trading card contest is going to begin soon, so collect those cards. Find the first three that are out there. There'll be more next week. And we are going to attempt to film a YouTube commercial. We're going to push our YouTube account more this year. We're going to start posting the podcast on YouTube. This episode will be on the podcast, I hope, as long as there's no technical difficulties. And we are going to do a little YouTube commercial just for fun. It may not even come out, so I might eat my words later and it never happened. We're not sure how it's going to work, but be looking for that. You might even get to see Frank T. Biscuit and the Electric Monkey in some unsavory costumes. Maybe we'll get the Frank to do the truffle shuffle on the commercial, since he did it on air and it scared the hell out of me. But that's the plan, and we
basically that's my answers to stuff that he's trying to like push me into.
And hopefully we find Matt, the Electric Monkey, who was not able to be here with this show today because he was spanking it, either his wife Jackie and captured him, possibly. We don't know. And we just kid, Jackie. We love you. And, you know, I don't know, man. What is your theory on Matt tonight?
He probably stayed home, put on his Chris Evans mask, and pretended to be...
You know, I did tell him earlier in a text message, no talking about Chris Evans' junk. And I bet he got upset and he went and watched that stupid non-entertain movie where he has the whipped cream. And now look what I'm talking about. Ugh. You know,
he sucks you in.
Yeah, he probably stayed at home and spanked his monkey to Chris Evans, you know. But anyway, Rebel Radio Podcast, that is the trading card contest. Did I miss anything you can think of?
You probably missed a whole bunch of stuff. We're trying to get so much stuff going on to have a good time.
We're hoping also in 2015, along with pushing our social medias, to have more regular shows. Things have been sporadic lately. I'm expecting a second child, so things might be a little crazy. But we hope to have a show on you on air every 2 weeks at least. And we'd like to do weekly, but that's very difficult because we do have real jobs. So hopefully every 2 weeks in 2015, that's our goal. And we thank you for listening. And as always, TrustMeI'mAJedi.com is the home of the Rebel Radio Podcast. This has been
Frank T. Biscuit.
This is your host, Mark. Thanks for listening. Till next time, yakka, yakka, yakka.